Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1118. Don't escape, get inspired. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And if you want some extra inspiration in your life, come by our Instagram profile. You can search for Old Podcast on Instagram to find us. We're doing some book giveaways there too, pretty much every Friday. So definitely stop by. And speaking of inspiration, like I do every Wednesday, I want to read you something that will hopefully brighten your day. Quote, "A moment of self-compassion can change your entire day. A string of such moments can change the course of your life." Christopher K. Germer. And I share that with you because think of listening to these podcasts as a moment of self-compassion. Think of it as a moment in your day when you get to take care of yourself. Because really, that's what these podcasts are all about. It's about self-care and self-compassion and being more aware of your needs. And we hope that these podcasts improve your life. And with that, now that we're in the right frame of mind, hopefully, let's get right to our post today as we optimize your life. Don't escape, get inspired, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. In my nearly 6 years of writing for Nerd Fitness, I've come to a big realization that has guided my daily decision-making process. Books, games, movies, and our own experiences are a chance to do one of two things: temporarily escape our own existences, or get inspired to improve ourselves in real life. These decisions start innocently at an early age. As kids, we use those books and games as both a fun escape and inspiration. When our parents asked us what we wanted to be when we grew up, and we mentioned things like, "I'm going to be strong like Popeye," or "I'm going to travel like Dora," the response was always, "You can be whatever you want. You can do anything." I remember playing Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, as a kid. I would go out into my backyard, imagine it was the Lost Woods, picture myself as Link, and feel like the fate of Hyrule was truly in my hands. It was a great mixture of imagination and adventure. Then something happens. We grow up. We stop thinking of what's possible and instead think of what's rational, responsible, and realistic. Anything outside of the norm, which is a bizarre term in itself, is an opportunity to be judged by our peers, our family, and our friends. And we're busy. We tell ourselves that we can't do the things we want to do. We tell ourselves we don't have the time, money, or the genetic gifts to accomplish our goals. Those games and books and movies that used to provide a chance for our imaginations to run wild and inspire us to live our fantasies are just a chance to escape a dull existence. In fact, I was in trouble of getting caught in this cycle until deciding to flip reality on its head. This was the subject of my 2012 TEDx talk. Luckily, I found my way out, and now I'm part of a group of folks that have found their way out too, the Nerd Fitness Rebellion. We love these games, books, and movies, but they're used as inspiration rather than escape. Remember, we are presented with two choices as nerds and rebels. We can daydream about becoming Superman, the Man of Steel, or we can find a way to get stronger. We can wish that we could run like the Flash, or we can work on getting faster. We can lie awake, imagining life as Indiana Jones, or we could set aside $5 today for that trip. We can be jealous of Tony Stark's Iron Man suit, or we can decide to rebuild ourselves. we can admire the honor of Captain America, or we find a way to embody his spirit. We can watch in awe as Oliver Queen's Green Arrow moves gracefully through any environment, or we can start to train like him. We can complain that we don't look like that other person at the gym, or we can make the comparison to ourselves from yesterday. We can admire the courage of Frodo and Bilbo Baggins from the comfort of our couch, or we can learn what courage really means and then step past our own scarecrow. Every time we make a decision to get lost instead of inspired, we are telling ourselves, imagination land is better than reality. We choose to remain trapped in the Matrix, trapped in our own dream, like Dominic Cobb in Inception. In The Two Towers, when Aragorn asks Eowyn what she fears, her reply is perfect. Quote, a cage. To stay behind bars until use and old age accept them and all chance of valor has gone beyond recall or desire. End quote. Nerd Fitness is a community of rebels who know this all too well and have chosen to break free of that cage. We've chosen to be unplugged from the Matrix. We use our characters as inspiration for what is possible. We use those books and movies as blueprints to start planning our own adventure. And then we get off our butts, step outside our hobbit holes, and see where the road takes us. Game on. What character or story have you used as an escape in the past? How did you turn it or plan to turn it into your inspiration? You just listened to the post titled, Don't Escape, Get Inspired by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What character or story have I used as an escape in the past? Well, to answer Steve's question, if you've listened to this show for any consistent period of time, you've probably heard me discuss Batman at some point. That was my childhood hero. I still remember an 11-year-old me was watching the VHS version of Tim Burton's original Batman from 1989, while my dad, who was sitting next to me, was reading the newspaper. Oh, and yes, I am that old. Newspapers actually existed in my lifetime, and people actually paid money to get them delivered to their doorsteps. Anywho, after a particularly exciting action sequence, where Batman proved victorious, of course, I turned to my dad and said, I want to be Batman someday. I couldn't tell if he was scared or proud, because his only reaction was to call out to my mom in the other room and yell, Honey, did you hear that? Anywho, that's who I wanted to be. I didn't want to live in Gotham City or anything. I knew better than that. That crime rate was way too high. But I wanted to be the crime fighter in my little town of Laguna Hills, California. And to this day, in my garage that I converted to a little home gym, I have hung posters of the world's finest, like Batman, of course, Superman, Iron Man, the Hulk, and even Wonder Woman to remind me of that childhood dream, and to help push myself a little bit further during my workouts, and to ultimately remind myself to be the best version of myself I can be. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.